Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Four goals, Abe? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're out here at the Atlanta United Training Ground, the facility. Media game was today, man. Lots of fun. I did not play. Mike Johnson, by the way. How did he look, by the way? Mike Johnson.
A couple of interesting nimble, limber maneuvers, and then a couple where he looked like an American football player, not a soccer player.
Yeah, right.
I think for Mike,
all American,
two things. The concern with Mike is he's so big and so strong that he didn't lose control of his mass, and I think that's important.
That is.
That's important.
Yeah, I'm not running up on him in a dark alley, I'll tell you that. Hey, man, let's talk to Mark Raimondi, who is with ESPN. He covers our Falcons. All right, Mark, it's funny because Abe is in for Mike today, and we were just talking about all these fines, unfortunately, because it's been the conversation around the NFL. And when you look at it from this perspective, and I'm just laying this out for our fan base, we have been fined over the past decade $350,000 a fifth-round pick, crowd noise. That was pumping crowd noise allegedly into the stadium. $75,000 plus $25,000 head coach for not telling us what was going on with the injury report. That was Bijan. That was Arthur Smith. $250,000 and a fifth-round pick. That was Kirk Cousins. Tampering. $250,000 and $100,000 defensive coordinator prank call. What is the deal? Like, is it fair for people around the country to see all of this and go, well, maybe they just don't follow the rules?
Well, first of all, before I answer that question, Carl, I just want to say hello to Abe, my pal, and losing control of my mass. I'm going to use that as a euphemism sometime in the future about something else. Anyway, so to answer your question, Carl, that was so eloquently put. I mean, it is certainly one of those things where it seems like the Falcons are involved or seem to get involved with some kind of, you know, silly, ridiculous. You know, some things are not even their fault. Some things are their fault. Sometimes it's just a thing of chance. Like the whole thing with, you know, with Jax Ulbrich, Jeff Ulbrich's son, it's like, is that the Falcons' fault that, you know, the NFL sent Shedeur Sanders' number to like every single person on every single team in the NFL? And it just so happened that, you know, his kid was by his iPad, at least according to the story that they're telling. It's not really the Falcons' fault, right? But these things do seem to keep happening to the team and to the organization. And you know what? I think that all that matters in the future, though, is if they just win, none of it matters. You know, it's like if they just, you know, if as long as the team continues to lose like they have been the last seven seasons, it's very easy to look at them from afar, from the national level, right, and say, ha-ha, the Falcons. They start winning, all that changes.
Yeah, I mean, Deflategate didn't exactly ruin the careers of Brady and Belichick, so mm-hmm. I agree with you. But I do want to stay on that because you mentioned that this the new number was sent out. I don't know if it's the wrong list or whatever, but this isn't a Falcon thing. Obviously, it's an Ulbrich and his son situation, but it's not really mm-hmm. a Falcon thing. Was there any consideration, do you think, to the team appealing their $250,000 fine? Obviously, the $100,000 to Ulbrich had to stand. Do you think the team had any consideration to appeal it, or they just wanted to pay it, bury it, and move on?
No, I think they just wanted to let's just get it out of the news, get it out of the headlines. just pay it, you know, eat the cost and move on. But to your point, it's true. It really was not a Falcons thing. And to further that point, it happened to other players across, you know, college football during the draft where they were getting prank phone calls about getting drafted. And it wasn't all Jack Goldberg. I don't think he has a, you know, I don't think he has like a cave in his home with a bunch of burner phones making all these calls. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's one of those like Russian bot farms that they have at their place. I doubt that's the case. So it was not just Jack Ulbrich. It was not just Jeff Ulbrich's son doing this. It just so happened that his was the most high profile of these things. And apparently they, you know, him and his friends filmed themselves doing it, which wasn't also very bright. So that's kind of what happened.
We're talking with our man about our Falcons, guys. Mark Raimondi from ESPN.
By the way, how did my guy Joe Patrick do today in the game? He didn't blow his ACL or anything, right?
Ape?
No, Joe, I saw him out there a couple of times. I don't know if the ball found him. Not exactly the magnet we thought he had been in previous years.
Well, apparently, Mark, Joe was one of the teammates that was not giving 100% on Abe's team because Abe was the only one who really showed up to play today, as he quoted himself earlier. So just know that before you go any further.
I mean, if this were college football, you know, rumors would have gone around that, you know, about his maturity and his attitude, the, you know, low effort. He would have, his stock would have dropped real far. He would have been like a fifth or sixth round guy, I think.
Abe, why are you looking
like
at me?
Travis
you
Hunter.
Said it. I didn't say it.
It was like Travis Hunter back when he was, before he transferred to Colorado. You just knew he was the best on the field, and he couldn't get his teammates to go along with him.
He said he was yelling at everybody. But Joe Patrick is fine. He's fine. Matter of fact,
I'm going to a pro wrestling show with him later on this evening, so I'm just curious about his well-being, and I'm glad to hear that
nice.
He's okay.
Very nice. By the way, I know you all are invited, too. You watched WrestleMania, didn't you? I know you did. I know you did.
Of course, I watched WrestleMania.
What'd you think?
I was at WrestleMania, Carl.
Did you go? I didn't know.
I was there.
Okay, I didn't. So you were there both days or just the whole time?
Both days.
All right. Saturday was better than Sunday. This is a sidebar, Falcon fans, so just bear with us. By the way,
I agree with that.
Mark Raimondi has written a book. It's an amazing book, and he's all about wrestling outside of football. So, but tell me why? Because I thought Saturday was better than Sunday.
I thought that the main event Saturday was better than Sunday's main event.
Yes,
and
yes,
that was probably the best overall, you know, match storyline, whatever you want to call it, of the weekend. But I would say just the matches itself on Sunday were better. Women's match that opened the show, but you know, better than most things that were on Saturday. The four-way match for the Intercontinental title, I thought, was better than most things that were on Saturday. Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest in the street fight, also quite good. So I thought the actual in-ring work was better on Sunday. But yes, the main event and the way that it ended was kind of the buzz. And the main event on Sunday was kind of like a wet fart. Did not really go over all that well.
It did
either in
Cena,
the stadium
by the way,
or elsewhere.
If you missed it, John Cena obviously is victorious and, you know, returns to WrestleMania. I'm with you, man. I knew I forgot to ask you about that. I did not know you had gone, though. Awesome. All right, let's continue our conversation here. Talk to me about these draft picks, man. I've got concerns about Pierce. I don't know how good he's going to be. I feel like I'm not having these same concerns about Jalen Walker. Why am I having concerns about James Pierce Jr.?
Probably because he dropped all the way to number 26, and he was a guy that at some point, and talking about earlier in, you know, earlier the winter and back to last fall, he was a guy that some people had, you know, a top 10, top 15 guy, and, you know, he slid to 26 because there were some rumblings, you know, some, you know, reports, some things about, you know, his attitude, his effort, does he love football, those type of things, and I think that he probably moved down on guys' boards, you know, on teams' boards because of that. But, I mean, look, I think that the Falcons, they trust their vetting process. They feel good about him as a human being. And him as a player, talk about traits, talk about measurables. I mean, this is a guy, he ran a 4.47, you know, at his size. He's 6'5". I mean, he is an athletic freak. You know, he has speed to burn. And he's the kind of dynamic player that they really, really need, you know, on the edge. The kind of player they have not had in so long. And, you know, I've written this, and I don't want to disparage, you know, guys like Lorenzo Carter. I know he's a bulldog. You know, James Smith Williams, who was there last year. I mean, we're talking about a different level of athlete in James Pierce Jr.
Mark, you know me. The weirdest things fascinate me.
you're a big power slap guy. I mean, yes, yeah, I know. I know that about
you. I've actually got Karate Combat streaming right now. They're over there in Abu Dhabi or something. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
An the quarterback. The quarterback room for the Atlanta Falcons. Let's just say at some point they do move Kirk Cousins. I don't care if it's Steelers, if they eventually cut him, if they can trade him to the. Where he goes is not even of interest in this discussion. Is Easton Stick your lead backup right now, or if you move Kirk Cousins, are you looking at bringing someone else in?
Definitely looking at bringing someone else in, I think. I mean, Easton Stick was the third string guy last year for the LA Chargers. And Taylor Heinicke was ahead of him in the depth chart. So, you know, we're pretty familiar with Taylor Heinicke. So I would imagine that if they do move Kirk Cousins, they would be in the market for a veteran backup. Who that is, completely unclear. They're not going to have a whole lot of money. I mean, maybe they will. You know, depending on how much they're able to get the other team to eat in a Kirk Cousins deal, maybe they will have some money to spend on, you know, a backup quarterback, a good veteran. Because, look, and I've said this to you guys, you know, to Carl and Mike, Michael Penix Jr. has had an injury history, you know, in college. He lost four different seasons. He had season-ending injuries in college. So that's got to be something in the back of the Falcons' heads to have a backup. That's probably one of the reasons, honestly, why they are comfortable with Kirk Cousins being the backup, because you never know what's going to happen. And it'd be nice to have a guy who, you know, it will be, you know, you assume is healthier this year and is a solid NFL quarterback.
All right, Mark, man, we got to run. What's your plans for this weekend, man? What's this wrestling event you guys are going to? Joe Patrick's standing right in front of me. What are y'all doing?
Yeah, I'm gonna plug it right now. It's a small show, independent show. It's on Krog Street, but near the Krog Street Tunnel. It's called Dynamic Wrestling Association, and it's an independent show, and it's mostly just young guys and girls who train here in Atlanta at the WW4A school. And they're getting their reps in, and they're entertaining us on their way to, you know, the bigger and better shows on the line.
All right, so really, y'all going to Krog Street to drink is what you're telling me?
I'm not a big drinker, but I will say this: the show is inside a warehouse that does THC beverages. That's all I'm gonna
nice.
Say.
Nice, fair enough. Hey, man, y'all have fun. That sounds fun, man. I didn't know. Next time, invite me earlier, and I'll definitely try to make it, man. That
100%.
Sounds fun. 100%. All right, man. Take care. Have a great weekend, Mark. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, boys.
All right, that's Mark Raimondi, guys, with Dukes and Bell. Abe's filling in for Mike today. Literally, Joe Patrick is standing in front of me. Should I tell Joe what you said earlier?
Go for it. I'm scared of Joe. He knows the truth.
Joe, I'll tell you in the break. We're coming back. J.J. Redick called out his other star today. We'll let you hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.